USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden hitting the road to sell his bipartisan infrastructure agreement. The president heading to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and saying it's a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America.
A generational investment to modernize our infrastructure, creating millions of good-paying jobs.
House Republicans on Tuesday holding a hearing without Democrats on the origins of the coronavirus. New York Republican Congressman Nicole Meliotakis remains confident they'll get to the bottom of the origins of COVID-19.
We have individuals from the previous administration, some that worked at the Department of State, that have a lot of knowledge, and they were previously investigating the origins of the COVID-19. It is shameful that Dr. Fauci refused our invitation to testify. We'd like to know exactly what he is hiding.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest-growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
A new study is shedding some light on if a COVID-19 booster shot will be necessary.
A new study seems to indicate that we may not need a COVID booster shot anytime soon. The study published Monday in the journal Nature shows evidence that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines can offer fully vaccinated people long-term protection from the virus. Researchers say the shots also appear to produce antibodies that are effective against three variants of the virus, but warn that any future strains could require a booster shot. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NCAA's Division I Council is recommending the body end its rules blocking athletes from benefiting financially because of their talents. University of Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz thinks it's the right call.
It's a great opportunity to grow and to grow your brand, but it's also how can you not let that take away from the team goal of winning games.
The Division I Board of Directors will consider the recommendation on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
General Austin Scott Miller is the top general directing a full withdrawal of all 2,500 American troops from Afghanistan. Now, he's acknowledging that the security situation in the country is not good and that the Taliban's push to seize parts of the country is concerning. Regarding that troop withdrawal, Andrew Biggio is a Marine who served in Afghanistan and Iraq. He tells USA Radio News.
Well, you gotta think, I was in Afghanistan in 2011, and I know veterans and soldiers who were there in like 01, 02, 03. So, you know, you say to yourself, well, we can't stay there forever, but are they ready for us to leave? Are they ready? You know, I watched Afghans, die for their country over there. Soldiers and police, Afghan soldiers and police were very proud to serve alongside of Americans and to make their country, a better one and not a terrorist breeding ground. So, you know, it's tough to see the withdrawal, but should our troops be dying there for the next 100 years? You know, I'm not sure. So
General Motors is recalling more than 380,000 older SUVs in the United States, many for a second time, to fix a suspension problem that can cause them to sway at highway speeds. The recall covering 2010 through 2016 Cadillac SRX and 2011 and 2012 Saab 9 4X SUVs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.